Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. It's your host, Destiny, aka Des. Y'all, I don't have any excuse for why I'm not here. I mean, why I've been absent since, I think, May 15. No excuse at all. But if it makes you feel any better, I really did record an episode. Like, I was getting ready to be consistent. I had an episode recorded, but then everything happened with the whole George Floyd incident. Rest in peace. And I just didn't feel comfortable. Releasing the episode, talking my shit when there was so much going on in the world. Like, at that moment, I felt like I was being inconsiderate. I'm fucking up my words already. At that moment, I just felt like I was being mad and considerate. So I was just like, no. So I took that time to just let that situation be. And I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't release it. And low-key, it wasn't that good of an episode anyway. It was kind of, I felt like I was being a bit of a bitch. So I decided not to even go with it because I think I was being a dick. So that was that. It was on pick me's. And even now, like, I feel like if I even discuss it now, I'm still being an asshole. So I'm just going to wait until I get my thoughts a little bit more together with that before I go out attacking motherfuckers, you know. You know, I'm all about feminism, but some of y'all out there, y'all bitches are the definition of a motherfucking pick me. Y'all swear that putting down another bitch will get you a man. Here's a tip. Nothing keeps a man except him wanting to be kept. You can cook. Look at me. I'm already spiraling. I've been back for 3 seconds and I'm already spiraling into bullshit, so I'm not even about to go there. But nothing keeps a man except for a man wanting to be kept. And that's just simple as that. Yeah. So, moving on. I'm so glad this election is over. Like, when I tell y'all, it was stressing me out. It was to the point where I low-key was scared to go vote. Like, I was seeing all this shit on Twitter about motherfuckers being at the polls for hours. And I had a friend who was at the polls for 4 hours. And I was just like, huh? I'm not, like, you know, this is my first election because the first... In 2016, I was turning 18 that month, like the end of November. By the way, my birthday is next week, y'all, 7 days from now. Ooh. But my birthday was at the end of November, so I didn't get to vote in that election. And I felt like my vote would have counted, but I didn't get to vote in that election. So this is my first election. I was excited, but then I was getting a little scared because, you know, motherfuckers was getting attacked by Trump supporters and they couldn't vote and all this voter suppression and shit like that. So I was scared. But then again, I had to remember, like, I do live in a predominantly urban area. Like, I'm on the equator of fucking Detroit. Like, I'm right there on the edge of, like, there's literally 1 mile separating me from Detroit. So I'm like, I'm in a majority urban area. So I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have that many issues with voting for... Because one, we don't even have that many Trump supporters in our neighborhood. I think we got like 2 or 3, and that's just white people who don't want to leave East Point. And then, besides that, it was like a pretty urban area, so I knew I was going to be good. So me and my dad got up that morning. We went. We were the only people in there. It literally took us less than 10 minutes, and that was that. I was just scared that fucking, what's that man's name? Trump was going to get the fucking presidency. And thank God that he didn't, because a bitch was scared. My friend texted me. My friend, she lives in Oregon. She texted me and was like, they gonna give Trump this shit. And I was like, they sure are. I was scared as hell. But thank God that man lost. And that's all I can say. And also, can we talk about how there's black people out there who vote for him based off of, like, strictly off of abortion? Like, he's been president for 4 years and abortion is still legal in a majority of the states. Like, there were some southern states that were, like, cracking down on it and, like, bringing in new legislations. But, like, besides that, abortion is pretty much still legal. So, if you are a black person and you vote for him based off of your beliefs when it comes to religion, it's like, what the fuck? Why? What, honestly, has Trump done? Like, y'all can try to... Okay. And I know this might be a little controversial, but it's the truth because... I've seen it even in my own family. I don't want to put everybody in a generalized category. There are some black people out there who voted for Trump strictly off of incorrect political jargon that they've heard either on the internet or on like Fox News or something. You feel me? Like, there's really no excuse for you to be a lower class African American voting for Trump. Like, I'm sorry, it's just no excuse. It's no nuance November. You shouldn't have, like, if you did it, why? He don't give a fuck about poor black folk. He don't give a fuck about poor white folk. He don't give a fuck. So, I mean, do with that what you will. I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but if you are a lower class African American citizen and you voted for Trump, I'm judging you. I'm sorry. What the fuck? Sorry. I just, sorry. And then people have been coming with this stupid ass rhetoric talking about all the shit that, talking about Biden said something about food stamps and vaccines and people don't want to get the vaccine because they don't want to get microchipped. And how, like, we have cell phones. The NSA, they already own that shit. He probably, my federal FBI agent is probably looking at me right now through my laptop, through my phone. Talking about microchipped. You're already microchipped if you have iPhone, Android, or any other phone. The fuck? Nobody want to microchip y'all. Y'all so paranoid, I swear to God. Like, I don't even know why I'm snapping right now. It just irritates me. Like, y'all don't even be coming with the facts. Y'all be coming with shit that other motherfuckers on the internet be coming up with. Like, it don't make no sense to me. Y'all don't ever really think about what y'all saying. Like, y'all don't fact check. At least fact check what you about to... Don't just be out here just... it gets on my fucking nerves. Like, it really irritates me. Me and my dad actually had a conversation about it the other day. Like, y'all just really going off what y'all seen on the internet. Give me some facts. Show me the receipts. Don't just be telling me what you think or which type of policies do you think are about to go into place. You don't know. You don't even care about politics. You care about politics every 4 years when it's time to vote. And you hearing all this bullshit about a candidate. At the end of the day, all politicians don't give a fuck about us for real. There's just a certain group that maybe, just maybe, wants to fight for our rights a little bit more than the other. And there are certain individuals in that group who cares about us a little bit more. At the end of the day, I don't think that we will truly be, I guess, free until that whole generation dies off. Simple as that. And I'm just being honest. Like, that's just the truth. Sorry. I had a teacher tell me that. They said this world will not fully kind of be in a reconstructive area until the baby boomers die. And I hate to say it, but I agree with it. Them motherfuckers are holding, like Mitch McConnell, 7 fucking terms. 7 fucking terms, really. Y'all let this man get 7 terms. What the fuck is he doing for his state? I digress. Politics get me so heated because it's just like, if you're going to say some shit that's true. Don't be saying some shit that you've seen on fucking Facebook. Because, you know, Facebook be the main ones. They be lying. I'm sorry, like, it's the same niggas that believe that we was having, like, a Big Mama House 5 or, I mean, a Friday 4, like, a Big Mama House, like, 4 or 5. Like, it'd be the same motherfuckers believing the shit about politics. Like, come on, fact check. You can get the damn app on your phone. I have it. I fact check. At least come a little correct when you talking to me. Don't come to me with no bullshit. Like, I don't even know how to fucking, huh? I try not to even entertain it, honestly, because, okay, this is the last thing, y'all, and I'm done talking about politics. I honestly did not expect to come on here and talk about politics. I had somebody who messaged me on election day, and they were like, what you doing? And I said, I'm about to go vote. And they were like, who you voting for? And you know me, I really don't care about sharing who I'm going to vote for because I want Trump out the fucking office. So I said, I'm going to go vote for Joe Biden. And then, yo, I'm about to pull up these messages verbatim. I want to pull them up verbatim. Hold on. Because I want to read this shit. I want y'all to see what I went through. Because I'm like the contradiction, y'all. Oh, and I think I deleted the fucking screenshots. Because I sure did delete the conversation. Yeah, y'all, I deleted the screenshots. But if you follow me on Twitter, at DMRucker_, by the way. If you follow me on Twitter, I made a little tweet about it. I was just like, I'm about to find it, y'all. I'm sorry. Like, because I like to paraphrase. When I paraphrase, I start doing too much. So I want to find the exact message and what the fuck was said because I was so fucking blue. Like, I don't think y'all understood. I'm like, bro, and then just to sit up there and contradict yourself. Like, do end up contradicting. Like, they end up contradicting themselves in the end. I low-key can't even find it. I done tweeted so much bullshit since the election that I can't even find it. Hold on. Intermission. When was the election on the 3rd? Oh, here we go. I was like, yeah, I'm voting for Biden. Talking about, well, they both trash. I'm like, okay, yeah, but we need to get Trump out of there because he really, like, inexperienced for real. And he's not a politician, and he's just running the country as he goes. Like, he really don't give a fuck for it, which is the truth. He don't. He just being as ignorant as he can be, basically. So this motherfucker said, fuck them both. And I'm like, true, but Trump can't be president again. Just reiterating myself again. This nigga said, shit, he only got 4 more years versus Biden having 8. Huh? What? I was like, okay, but Biden not even for sure serving the whole 8. Like, that's the, where's the, like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. And I'm like, well, Biden is only, he only plans to, you know, run, just do the four years. So that statement was pretty, like, kind of stupid. And he was like, well, I was like, why do you think that Trump is the better option, y'all? Listen to this inaccurate ass shit. He made the KKK a terrorist group. He didn't even condemn them on national television. He didn't even condemn white supremacists on national television. So how the fuck did Trump make the KKK a terrorist group? Juneteenth, a national holiday. I didn't have June. Well, I don't work. My parents didn't have Juneteenth off. So, did he really? He said, and Biden racist too. They both racist. They both fucked up. But Trump more forward. Forward, y'all. How the hell is this man more forward? This man is against every single human right that we have. Every single human right that we have. This nigga trying to control what the fuck goes on in our fucking uterus. Like, but he's more forward. He got all them damn kids locked up in that motherfucking, in them damn cages, dying, having major hysterectomies and shit. But he's more forward. But then, y'all, this is the part of the conversation that really had me, like, weak as fuck. But I ain't voting, no. Okay. I simply just said, you got it. You completely contradicted yourself, but you got it. I'm giving it to you. That is all you. But anyways, that was my little recap on my first election. I'm glad it turned out the way that I wanted to, because I would have been devastated if it didn't. I just wanted y'all to hear the ignorance and stuff that I've been hearing these past couple weeks. It's crazy. And, like, I don't ever try to go around like I'm smarter than people. That's never my intentions. But it's just, like, I just hate when people come to me with such dumbass, like, just dumb shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be having to stay silent. Or I'm going to just start, like, I don't even want to do people like that. So I'll just be staying silent. But, like I said, I'm going to say it one more time and then we can move on. If you are a lower income Black person and you voted for Trump, why? Like, there was no point. I'm sorry. That was a stupid move on your behalf. The fuck is wrong with you? I'm sorry. It's the truth. The fuck is wrong with you? But I'm done. That's it. I'm not going to talk about it again. But I really did miss y'all. I really did, y'all. I cannot wait to get back into this shit. Like, I really have some shit that I want to talk about. These past couple months have been crazy. I've gained hella weight. I did register for my LSAT, but have I been studying for my LSAT? A little bit. Kind of. No, not really. My therapist told me the next time she see me, hopefully I would have had a consultation with a tutor to get started on this. Sis is gonna be a little disappointed, because you know how it is when we all been there. I'm pretty sure we all have. When you start something, but once you see that it's a little difficult, you kind of get discouraged. And if you're a procrastinator like I am, that discouragement kind of so I'm going to start studying after the holidays, and we're going to pray that by February 20th, the girl has it together.
together.
But yeah, I just wanted to come back on here, y'all, just to, you know, chop it up with y'all because I missed y'all so much. I am back. I swear to God. Like, I know I said that last time, but I promise y'all, like, I am back. I am ready to be more consistent. I am ready to get my shit talking on. I'm ready for it. I'm here. Like, I'm ready. And I know I said that last time, so it might be hard for y'all to believe me, but I swear to God, I hand to Jesus on Ruby. I promise. I would be more consistent because I love having a podcast so much and I love listening to y'all podcasts. If you have a podcast and I don't already listen to it, please make sure y'all send me the links. I would love to listen to them. I listen to everyone that anybody sends me. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and talk my shit just for a little bit. You know, I'm back. I'm going to be a lot more organized within these next couple episodes. I just wanted to put something out there because it's been, let's see, I'm at the count. It's been 6 months. Oh my God, I don't have an excuse. So hopefully y'all still rocking with me. I'm gonna spice it up a little bit. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at @DMRucker_. I'm gonna put all that in the, like, you know, I'm gonna just put it all up and, you know, reread the description thing. I hate saying this part because I would sound like a fucking YouTuber. So hit me up on Twitter at @DMRucker_. Hit me up on Instagram at @Ruckerstagram. Shit, add me on Snap while you at it. Decimon98. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave your girl a review or a fucking, leave me a rate and review. It could be bad. It could be good. I don't care. Whatever you felt while listening to this, let me know. If you don't like what I had to say, then come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Shit. Educate me. Shit, hit me up on Facebook too, Destiny Rucker. Hit me up on all platforms. Follow the discussions Instagram page. I will do another giveaway, but y'all was kind of lacking last time. Y'all wasn't really fucking with me for real. I had a few people fucking with me, but a lot of y'all wasn't really fucking with me. That was a free $20. It's a recession. Come on now. I think that's all I gotta say. Make sure y'all stream Ariana Grande's new album. That shit was good. Meg Thee Stallion, I gotta listen to it still. It came out last night. No, it came out this morning. Listen to that, and I hope everybody's staying safe. I know COVID is a mother... If you live in Chicago, I hope y'all is being safe because ain't no way I should have 255,000 cases in Cook County alone. Come on! But no, for I hope you are safe. I hope your family's safe. I hope your grandparents are safe. I'm praying for everybody. Oh, shit. I'm praying for everybody. I guess I got saved by the bell. Paige is calling. Shout out to Paige. But I'll talk to y'all. I'll be back. I swear to God. I'll see you when I see you.